In what is considered the deepest wide receiver group since perhaps the 96 class that included Marvin Harrison, Terrell Owens, and Eric Moulds, Clemson's Sammy Watkins is seen as the elite pass-catching prospect in the 2014 crop. And he seems to know what separates him from the rest of the wideouts.
For me, I try to be physical out down the field at all times. As far as getting off press, blocking down the field, being that dumb receiver, I need that total package. As far as catching balls, everyone knows all wide receivers can catch balls and scores, but for me, focus on the little things, blocking, getting off the press, and being a physical, dominant receiver.
Watkins was dominant during his time at Clemson, rolling up almost 1,500 yards receiving in 2013 on 101 receptions, 12 of which went for touchdowns. He capped his college career with a 16-catch, 227-yard, two-touchdown performance in the Orange Bowl win over Ohio State.
For me, I think I can do just about anything on the field, from running back to wide receiver slot. I can make plays all over the field. What I love doing is dominating defenses, and I think that's what I bring to the game. I think that's going to turn over to the NFL.
As much as he toyed with defenders at the college level, Watkins knows the NFL will be a sizable step up. That's why he's committed to sharpening his route running in preparation for the stiffer competition in the pros.
I think I'm pretty much a good route runner, but it's a lot of areas I can improve in with getting out of my routes. And I think the routes that I have to really focus on is my curl routes and comebacks. I got to start getting my transition and know when to run full speed or not, and when get sink my hips and get out of my routes.
Watkins is forecast as a top five pick. For Countdown to Draft Day, presented by Time Warner Cable, I'm Chris Brown.